You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Obviously, we're getting to the end of the legislative session. And we don't know which bills are going to get through and get to the governor's desk or not. And it's sort of like a parlor game and a race to the finish. And House Bill 6857 has gotten a lot of attention. It had bipartisan support, some detractors. It sounds like if it gets through, everything Governor Lamont will sign it. But there's some questions about it, too. It's basically focused on limiting social media for teens. And I believe one of the issues, like in something like the LGBT community, is that, you know, as young individuals are looking for community, you know, it might restrict their ability to find, you know, people to give them support. Shea Gardner is with she's the policy director with LGBT Tech. She joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you. Perfect. So can you
thank you for having me on.
You know, I appreciate you coming on. And again, on this show, regardless, you know, we try to have voices from all sides. You know, there's no political agenda on the show, at least according to me. Maybe some of our listeners disagree, but I try to come at it with an independent lens. Can you just let us know what's in HB 6857?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you've picked the perfect bill to take a really independent lens on because, yeah, you know, I work for an organization that fights for access and inclusion for the LGBTQ plus community. But, you know, our issues with this bill really are ones that extend to all users. And the underlying intent of the bill is something that everyone can also agree on, which is, you know, the need to better protect kids online. So say this bill in particular aims to impose sort of broad age verification and content restrictions online with, again, the well-meaning intention of protecting kids. But our concern really is that it does so in ways that risk undermining privacy, really limiting access to constitutionally protected speech across the board, and placing a really unreasonable burden both, you know, on the platforms and really especially on the users.
Well, that, I mean, the platforms, I don't really care about putting a burden on them. I don't. But in terms of, you know, young people looking for information and just doing things that aren't harmful, you don't want to restrict that. It passed the House, right? What's the status of the bill?
I mean, it is kind of in those the last legs of legislative conversation. And that's why I'm really glad, you were willing to have me on and have this conversation now, because folks are figuring out, is this something that's sent to the governor's desk or not? And to be clear, when I say a burden on the platforms, you know, I'm not talking about a burden on their on their dollars. I'm talking about a sort of a feasibility burden. These are platforms that are already under, you know, a ton of well-deserved scrutiny about how they protect our data and collect our data. And when you're talking about age verification and parental consent, you're talking about identity verification for every single user across the board. And that is not really a feasible burden I want to put on the platforms. I don't want them collecting that much data.
Yeah, interesting. Shea Gardner, but it has it been, has it, did it pass the Senate as well? And it, or I mean, has it had a vote that goes to the governor's desk? I mean, like, what's going to happen with the bill? Is there a good chance it'll get taken up and passed and get to the governor?
I mean, I know it was, to my knowledge, it was engrossed a couple of weeks ago. I don't think it's currently in conversation in the Senate now, but I know that it's coming to the end of the legislative session. And so there are really pushes on both sides to get that through or to kind of figure out how it can be improved or if it should be stopped at this point.
We're talking with Shea Gardner, Policy Director with LGBT Tech here on Brian & Company. We're talking about HB 6857. It deals with social media for minors and put some limitations on it. I think verification is an incredibly difficult thing to figure out, and kids are smart and they get around it anyway. And that's a major, major blind spot on all of this, not just with this piece of legislation, any sort of regulation on social media. But I'm curious, Shay, like, what if you admit that our kids, to some degree, have there's a problem with screen time, there's a problem with social media. I mean, we just had that stupid TikTok thing with the putting things in the, like, in the laptops to start fire. It was just so dumb that people even pay attention to that stuff. But if you admit there is some semblance of an issue, what could be done about it that you'd be okay with?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're having this conversation, it's important first to note that these things aren't happening, you know, these issues that are facing kids aren't happening in a vacuum on technology. It's very real world harms that are being sort of replicated and in the worst cases enhanced on these digital platforms. And I think, firstly, we spend a lot of time trying to teach youth and trying to teach parents and those who interact with both of them how to be really good stewards of the physical world. And I wish, on a very basic level, we did more of that in digital spaces. And I think, you know, when you're talking about the states in particular, the states have a way to really reach kids with digital literacy programs in a way that the federal government just does not have the scope to do. So it is an underlying premise of any step that really should be taken is, you know, how are we teaching our kids to protect themselves online in the same way that we teach them how to protect themselves in physical spaces? You also mentioned, you know, kids will work their way around it. Yeah, there's a ton of research out there that shows that if you prevent kids from having access to certain spaces, they will just go find worse ones. They will go find spaces that have even less protections for them. So, you know, I think these platforms have a obligation to make sure that they have tools that are user-centric, controlled by users, you know, by youth, by parents, and understood by them as well, you know, as opposed to just trying to prevent them from being on the platforms in the first place.
Just real quick, we only got about a minute. Anything else that you want to make sure you get out there to our listeners about this particular issue?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people say, like, okay, well, how do we start protecting people online? Like, what is the federal government doing? The federal government needs to pass privacy protections that protect all users. We are rightfully looking at kids and saying we need to be doing more to protect them. But actually, none of us have decent privacy protections online because the federal government hasn't passed that. So for me, I kind of feel like we're trying to play a game of Jenga on a table that is missing a leg. We really need to be focusing on protecting all users before we start looking at certain demographics of them, like we are kind of with this bill.
Did you come up with that metaphor on your own? That's a good one. Jenga on a three-legged table. That's good. I might have to work that into my rotation.
I have some wits about me, even this early.
Come on. Shay, thank you so much. We appreciate the insight and the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.